Learning how to breathe underwater, step 9. Trust your body. It may not seem like it, but your body is designed to survive. A week after the surgery, I had the staples removed. Within an hour, the incision reopened. The opening was only an inch long, but still, I envisioned my intestines spilling out onto my living room floor. My friend Stacy drove me to the emergency room while I called my sister, and she met us there. As the doctor was probing the wound, another inch opened. And oddly, there was no dressing supplies in that particular room, so the doctor sent a nurse to gather what was needed. I lay there on the table, wincing as a series of burning stabs moved up the length of my lower abdomen. By the time the supplies arrived, my entire incision lay gaping open. Areas had to be cauterized to stop the bleeding. It looked pretty gory, gory enough that my sister almost passed out, and I spoke profanity in front of strangers. The wound measured 11 centimeters long, 5 centimeters wide, and 3 centimeters deep. Because the incision reopened in a non-sterile environment, the doctor could not close the wound. The wound needed to heal itself. Connective tissues and blood vessels soon began to appear on the surface. This granulation tissue grew from the bottom upward and eventually filled the wound with new tissue. I watched it happen. Every day the dressing would be changed. The wound would be measured. It continued to get smaller as myofibroblasts. I just learned that today. Myofibroblasts would form and grip the edge of the wound, contract, and pull the two edges closer together. Eventually, the wound scabbed over and only a scar was left behind. And I did nothing. I did nothing but rest and witness my body regenerating itself, healing itself. I watched as my body took action to survive. Step 10, remember your beginning. We end each Qigong session by sealing the Qi in the lower dantian, located approximately 3 fingers width below the navel. This dantian is responsible for stabilizing an individual. It is described as being the root of the tree of life. It is related to regeneration, creativity, and intuition. It is the center. It is the place of origin. We seal the Qi by making 9 circles in one direction and 3 times in the opposite direction. The first time I did this, I was immediately aware that the dantian is located exactly where my scar begins. I realized the wound was located at the origin of regeneration, creativity, and intuition. The wound was located at the center. My scar had become my own axis mundi. The book of Genesis shows God breathing us into being. God drew near, intimately near, and placed God's breath over us. That chi surged through us, and like water flowed downward, calming us, rooting us, giving us life. Step 11. Sink into the water. While still in the egg, baby alligators will call to their mother. The mother answers them. In fact, she answers their cries throughout the entire hatching process. After the birth, the mother gathers the newborns gently into her mouth and carries them to water. In Christian dream analysis, seeing an alligator is never a good omen. It most often represents a demon attacking us, contaminating the dreamer through generations of family sin. The watery beast is the symbol of deceit and treachery, the mother who swallows her young. Some interpreters venture as far as to say it is the personification of evil itself. I am often at odds with so-called Christian interpretations. I am drawn not only to alligators, but also to vultures and spiders and snakes. I seem to embrace the shadow critters. Let it be known I also melt at the sight of kittens or a picture of a baby hippopotamus. But in that melting is an inner anarchist with a raised fist and a coiled snake tattooed on her chest. And yet that revolutionary loves nothing more than to dress in oversized cardigans and loafers. But whether I am melting or raising my fist, I will always, always choose the alligator over the dove. Many cultures view alligators as a symbol of fury, symbolizing a ferocious power to be feared and avoided. Unsurprisingly, fury and ferocity are also used to describe the feminine creative forces. Many other cultures contain myths connecting water to birth and to the Great Mother. These cultures view the alligator as the primal mother, the divine feminine, patrolling the waters that bring forth life as well as death. Some believe the alligator to be a spirit guide, delivering renewal, resurrection, and beginnings. As you descend into the darkness, the alligator mother will give you strength and will instruct you in how to honor your ancestors. My ancestors were immigrants, farmers, fishermen, laborers, dope-loving hippies, crazed conservatives, nudists, church elders, addicts, drunks, adulterers, consumed by depression, abuse, rape, unwanted babies, weeping, never-ending mourning, suicide, dis-ease, vulnerability, gentleness, generosity, laughter, loyalty, strength, compassion, and love. I gather the generations of my ancestors in all their humanity, and I take them into my mouth. I protect them. I swallow them. I allow them to nourish me, abide in me, and propel me. I sink to the watery depths and inhale. Step 12, pray. I was cast into the deep, Lord. I was cast into the heart of the watery deep where your floods surrounded me, your waters engulfed me, your waves and your billows covered me. The waters closed in around me, your waves washed through me, your flood washed over me, your billows passed through me, your flood and your waves and your billows surged through me. O Lord, my God, surge through me. Amen.